Thanks for joining us for this Friday News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Still to come this hour, Chris Larimer will be along. Chris Larimer of the University of Northern Iowa. He'll talk with us about the recent political headwinds for Governor Branstad. Also, a new marketing study telling companies not to ignore diversity in American families, and the growing financial impact of Iowa's wine industry. But first, before that, at a meeting yesterday in Council Bluffs, Iowa's Racing and Gaming Commission rejected a Linn County Investor Group's application for building a casino in downtown Cedar Rapids. Joining us to talk about what went into the decision and its impact, Iowa Public Radio correspondent Dean Borg, who was in Council Bluffs. Hi, Dean.
Good afternoon, Ben.
Final vote, 4-1. What were the reasons?
Well, I think that it was summed up best by the commission chair, Jeff Lamberti. He actually spoke last, but all the commissioners gave an individual 3 to maybe even 10 minute discussion of their feelings about the application. All praised the Cedar Rapids application, but four ended up voting no, and one was voting yes. And then one of those, of course, was Jeff Lamberti. And we have a recording, a piece of tape on his reasoning. And I think that really sums it up best.
For me to approve this application would be a substantial change in the policies and approach of the commission in issuing new licenses. The impact for me on existing facilities is simply too large and presents the risk of destabilizing the gaming market in Iowa. It would be a significant policy change from our previous emphasis on significant investment in the facilities, both initially and ongoing.
Gaming Commissioner Jeff Lamberti. So he talked about market studies. Those market studies, Dean Borg, showed what?
Those market studies were commissioned. In fact, there were more than one market study, but the commission itself had two separate independent market studies conducted. Cedar Rapids conducted a market study, and Dan Keel, the owner of the Riverside Casino south of Iowa City, also had a market study. So you can imagine they all came out with different conclusions, but the ones that really counted were those that the commission itself had paid for, and both of those said essentially the same thing: do not grant any more casino licenses in Iowa. The market is saturated.
Mm-hmm. And the casino, I suppose, that had most to fear from a potential Cedar Rapids casino would have been just to the south in Washington County, the Riverside Casino.
Yes, about a third of its business, those studies concluded, would be eroded by opening a Cedar Rapids casino. Cedar Rapids countered by saying their casino, if it had been granted and built, would have generated new business. People who aren't gambling in casinos now because of the proximity in downtown Cedar Rapids and the travelers that come into downtown Cedar Rapids would be patronizing a casino in that metropolitan area and actually would generate more revenue for the state of Iowa. But you heard Chairman Lamberti in the tape that we just played saying the model that we have in Iowa right now is to protect, and the key word was investment, that the existing casino operators have put into their casinos. In fact, just a few minutes ago, I was talking with Chairman Lamberti just before noon today, and he said, again, it was the right decision. If the legislature wants to change the rules and the overall rules in which we operate, then that's up to the legislature and the governor. But given what we have right now, it was the right decision, and that is to protect the investment of the existing casinos. He also told me just a few minutes ago, Linn County has twice in the last 20 years or so turned down authorizing a casino to be built. You see, a referendum has to be passed first. It's a two-step procedure. Referendum, yes, we would accept a casino, then the commission grants a license. Well, they passed the first hurdle this time, but twice before, a referendum has been defeated. And Chairman Lamberti told me a few minutes ago The Riverside Casino is actually the one that would have been built in Cedar Rapids, he said, if the referendum had passed 10, 20 years ago.
Disappointment by many in Cedar Rapids. Is this decision final? Are the people in Cedar Rapids throwing in the towel?
I can't answer that question. I asked that of the lead investor, Stephen Gray, yesterday, and he just said it's too early to say. We just have to go back and just reevaluate where we are. It was a deep disappointment for Mayor Ron Corbett, City Manager Jeff Pomerantz, and the big delegation of union representatives from the building trades unions who were at every meeting that I have been at in the last, at which this item would come up in the last, I'd say, year.
No doubt it would have been a tremendous shot in the arm for Cedar Rapids, which
yes.
needs such a shot in the arm. There was one dissension in this 4-1 vote. What was behind the dissenters' views?
Well, it was not so much a dissension, but what you're meaning, I think, is Dolores M. Mertz of Algona, a commissioner, former legislator, and she has a farm background. She said, farming is a risk. Gambling casinos are a risk, not to the gamblers, she was implying. She's saying to those who invest. And we should let the open market and open competition prevail. But she was alone in that view. I think one other thing to be said is that, see, there's another pending application, and that is from the Greene County area. That's an area over west of Ames along Highway 30 and the Jefferson community. The commission will be visiting the Jefferson community in late May and deciding in June on that application. Well, you might say, well, if the market's saturated and they turn down Cedar Rapids, that's doomed. But Chairman Lamberti yesterday and again today repeated no, and he uses the term, it's not apples to apples. The Cedar Rapids proposed casino would have taken too much business away from existing neighboring casinos. That may not be the case for Jefferson. So the book is still open there.
Okay. One other gambling development, the Sioux City Casino needs to shut down this year, right?
The Argosy, what happens, the local area has a local nonprofit organization that holds a gambling license, and then they contract with a casino operator to come in and operate the casino. Well, there was a falling out between the license holder and the organization operating the casino, and they, you might say, got a divorce. Well, the Racing and Gambling Commission, Gaming Commission, pulled the license then of that Argosy Casino in downtown Sioux City. And that is going to be closing on July 1st. They are appealing, and they appealed yesterday at the commission meeting, and that appeal was rejected. And I understand now that they're filing for a court injunction so that they can continue operating that Argosy Casino. But another operator has been contracted with, and they reported yesterday that they're ready to open a new casino in Sioux City later this year.
Iowa Public Radio correspondent Dean Borg, thank you so much for the update.
You're welcome.